The chilly east wind that rampaged up the Thames from the North Sea was no respecter of persons. It tugged at the fashionable ladies' bonnets and tossed the gentlemen's top hats off with carefree vigour, sending them bouncing down the steps of St. Paul's Cathedral to land at Flora's small feet.
"Pick it up and give it back to the man."
Gert Fox gave Flora a shove that almost toppled the tiny six-year-old over. Used to such treatment, Flora ran after the expensive top hat and snatched it up. She glanced over her shoulder at Gert, who scowled and jerked her head in the direction of the hatless gentleman who was standing outside the imposing entrance. Obediently, Flora climbed the flight of steps and handed the hat back to its owner. The gentleman took it with a smile.
"Thank you, my dear."
"Aren't you going to give the child something, Arthur? See how thin and pale she is. I doubt if she's had a decent meal in days." The pretty lady who stood at his side smiled down at Flora, and her husband put his hand in his pocket. He pressed a penny into Flora's outstretched palm.
"I'm much obliged to you, sir."
Flora repeated the words parrot fashion. She knew that Gert was listening, and if she failed to say the mantra she'd been taught, there would be trouble.
"How quaint," the pretty lady said, smiling. "What delightful manners for a street child."
She turned to the small girl whose hand she was holding and gave it a gentle shake.
"Are you paying attention, Arabella?"
"Why hasn't she got any shoes on, Mama?"
Arabella stared at Flora's bare feet, which were turning a delicate shade of blue.
"And her dress is torn and dirty."
"Hush, dear. It isn't polite to make remarks about other people's appearance."
Arabella slipped her hands out of the fur muff that hung from a gold guard chain around her neck. She peeled off her woolen mittens and held them out to Flora.
"Here, put these on, girl. I have my muff."
Flora took them, but she was unsure as to what to do next, and she glanced anxiously at Gert, who stepped forward, baring her yellow teeth in a sickly smile.
"I'm sorry, Your Honour," she cuffed Flora around the head. "Margell got no right to go begging, sir. We're proud people, even if me old man is serving time in Newgate."
Flora looked up at her aghast.
"No, he's not, Gert. He's in the pub."
Gert seized Flora by the ear. "I've had enough of you and your lies. Wait till I get you home."
The look on Gert's face told Flora she was doomed. She was about to succumb to the inevitable when Arabella grabbed her father by the hand.
"Don't let the horrid lady take her, Papa. I would like a sister to play with. Buy her for me."